Democrats and establishment Republicans support Liz Cheney to retain GOP conference chair. By Wendell Hasebo on May 4, 2021. Democrats and establishment Republicans are supporting Representative Liz Cheney, RY, to retain the House Republican conference chair position amid House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy, RCA, stating Tuesday Cheney is not carrying out the message. "I have heard from members concerned about her ability to carry out the job as conference chair, to carry out the Republican message," McCarthy told Fox News in reference to the Republicans' focus on putting America first. Democrats immediately joined establishment Republicans in defending Cheney's family-like style of big government politics. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, praised Liz Cheney for her courage and patriotism Tuesday after releasing a press statement insinuating Cheney is a threatening female to Republicans. Pelosi apparently forgot Liz Cheney's first name. Senator Mitt Romney, RUT, tweeted Tuesday his support for Cheney, condoning her impeachment vote of former President Trump, who received votes totaling roughly 70% of Wyoming's 2020 electorate. "Every person of conscience draws a line beyond which they will not go," Romney said. Representative Ted Lieu, DCA, had a different angle of support for Cheney. Translation: "Representative Liz Cheney is unwilling to lie," he tweeted Tuesday. Democrat strategist Chris Hahn gushed praise for Cheney, tweeting he has a lot of respect for her due to her willingness to take a risk. The Lincoln Project tweeted from their organization's account, seemingly confused why Republicans may reject Cheney and the leadership. The AGOP leader says Representative Liz Cheney is not carrying out the message of the Republican Party. "What's hashtag the message he's referring to?" they asked. The DNC War Room was reported stating, "It's clear House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has lost control of his caucus." The one-time Republican National Committee chair turned MSNBC political analyst Michael Steele wished Cheney well. "May the 4th be with you, at Liz_Cheney," he tweeted. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, when asked about her response to the backlash Cheney has received, said, "The Republican Party seems to be spending a lot of blood, sweat, and tears on where they stand and what they stand for, and that is their prerogative." It should be noted former House Speaker and Fox News board member Paul Ryan met off the record with Cheney about Trump's position in the Republican Party. Ryan has also been vocally unsupportive of Trump. "Super cool of Paul Ryan to listen to all that from Liz Cheney, whom he probably agrees with, and then go back to his well-compensated position on the board of Fox News Corporation," Bill Kristol, editor-at-large of The Bulwark, tweeted. Also in the news Tuesday, Cheney sent a document to the whole House GOP conference in February against Democrat President Joe Biden's amnesty plan, which lifted at least a dozen passages nearly word-for-word from the Biden White House's public fact sheet promoting the legislation, Breitbart News's Matt Boyle reported. Republicans who are presumably supporting Cheney's ouster are House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, L.A., Reps. Jim Jordan, O., Elise Stefanik, N.Y., John Katko, N.Y., Jackie Walorski, I.D., Jim Banks, I.D., Young Kim, C.A., and Maria Elvira Salazar, F.L.